Chapter 85. If Mary Smith's latest email was to be believed, we were down to 48 hours or less to stop the next homicide. To make the impossible situation even worse, we couldn't be everywhere at once, not even with hundreds of agents and detectives on the case. One lead in particular had emerged, and we were going to run with it. That's all Fred Van Allsburg had told us. I wasn't sure we needed another meeting to discuss it, but I showed up, and now I was glad I did. We'd managed an end run around Maddox Fielding's unofficial closed-door policy at LAPD. A member of their blue suburban detail was on the phone when I got there. The LAPD detail consisted of two lead detectives, 2 dozen field agents, and a clue coordinator, Merrill Snyder, who was on the line with us. Snyder started with his overview of the search. His voice had a subtle touch of New England. As you know, DMVs don't track by color, which is the only specification we have on Mary Smith's alleged Suburban, he told the group. That's left us with just over 2,000 possible matches in Los Angeles County. As a matter of triage, we've been focusing on civilian call-ins. We're still getting dozens every day. People who own a blue Suburban and don't know what to do about it. Or people who've seen one, or thought they might have seen one, or maybe just know someone who's seen one. The hard part is recognizing the worthwhile 0.001% of calls from the other 99.99. So why did this one spike? I asked. It was a combination of things, Snyder told us. Plenty of leads had some individual compelling detail to them, but this one had a convergence of suspicious factors. This guy called in about his neighbor, who's also his tenant.